This is the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. Farm Futures has released its 2024 grower survey. We'll have more right after this.
Welcome to January and the beginning of the new year. While we don't know for sure what 2024 will bring, we always need to do our best to be prepared. The same holds true when you're traveling in winter conditions. Make sure you're always aware of the weather forecast, as winter weather can change in the blink of an eye and vary greatly between regions. And be certain of what conditions you may face throughout your route. You can always check conditions across the state by calling 511 on your phone or downloading the 511 app. This message on winter driving safety is from your friends at the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.
The Farm Futures January planting survey shows corn and soybean acreage will shift across the U.S. this spring. Jacqueline Holland, grain market analyst for Farm Futures, said the shift might not be as much as what market prices are forecasting.
For corn acres, our survey respondents indicated that they will be planting 92.8 million acres of corn this spring. That is down by about 1.8 million acres from what was planted almost a year ago.
Holland said soybean acreage likely won't see a huge increase yet, like the markets are predicting either.
Soybean acreage will be up by about 1.4 million acres to 85.0 million acres. I think a lot of farmers are looking at prices right now, looking at these relatively strong soybean prices, and thinking that the market is trying to buy more and more soybean acres. This kind of one-to-one corn to soybean acreage shift tells us that that's really not what's happening this year. It's a smaller shift. It's pretty much a one-to-one shift, and it's maybe not going to be the big soybean boom quite yet that I think the markets are calling for.
Holland added that farmers planted more winter wheat acres in late 2023 for harvest this year.
USDA's 2024 winter wheat seedlings report that they published a couple weeks ago, they found a lot fewer acres planted of winter wheat than what our farmers indicated. Our farmers indicated that they were going to plant 37.3 million acres of winter wheat, or that they already have planted that winter wheat. And that's actually about a 1.5% increase from what was planted last year.
For the rest of this story and more, visit iowaagnet.com. For the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith.